For KGNU, this is Tim Molnar. Welcome to Aspen, Colorado, host of the 2017 World Cup Ski Championships, and a recreation haven for many of America's wealthiest citizens.
The best in the country, with average home prices well over $7 million, and lots of options for those spending over $10 million.
The city has received 100% of its electricity from renewable energy since 2015, and Aspen's proud to be a leader on climate change. The very services they provide depend on it. I mean, skiing just isn't skiing without snow.
There has been less and less snow.
We've lost a million square miles of snow cover in the spring in the last 47 years.
While Aspen has been applauded for these sustainability efforts, it's easy to wonder just how sustainable is a town where average home prices exceed $7 million? Where do service employees go when they can't afford to live there? And what effect does housing prices have on the city's working class? To get some answers, we caught up with Julie Martin, a bilingual counselor whose clientele includes Hispanic and Latino populations who work in and near the town of Aspen.
People working that support the area's recreation are immigrants. And that could be in the hotel industry, it could be in landscaping, it could be in restaurants, it could be in the construction industry.
But certainly laboring in Aspen's service or construction industry doesn't pay enough to live there.
The immigrants that are working in the tourism industry are moving and living pretty far away from Aspen. There's quite a few people living Carbondale down to Parachute.
If you're living in Parachute, you're commuting over an hour and a half. Carbondale is closer, just 40 minutes, which means the demand for housing there is high.
Sometimes just to rent a room, it could be $800 or $900 a month. And I think a lot of the Latino families are living an entire family in one room. There are people that are living out of their car.
And in a resort town like Aspen, homelessness is bad for business. Residents have voiced concern for things like litter from migrant populations sleeping in local caves, or increased emissions from the older cars they drive. Brian Bowen is an architect with Caddis PC, working with city planners in the West to develop solutions to the housing crisis. They are working to develop a series of single-family affordable housing units that are also energy efficient, keeping energy prices low for residents.
Cities seem to be in a situation of just trying to make sure they can still house the people who they need to house in order to keep the city running.
In geographically constrained places like Aspen, city planners must begin working to integrate immigrant and low-income housing into future developments.
Yeah, I think that every Western town ought to have some kind of inclusionary housing program.
The idea of inclusionary housing to help struggling communities isn't new. But instead, in 1999, Aspen City Council petitioned Congress to limit immigration. They argued that population control was key to environmental protection. The petition was a little more than ironic. The workers do jobs that would likely go unfilled otherwise. Service individuals are vital to the community's culture. While Aspen has provided some affordable housing, it's not as affordable as one would think. Scaling up these affordable housing efforts is vital for closing the inequality gap and transitioning toward a more resilient and sustainable Aspen. The next step is to turn attention toward cleaning up the injustices in the workforce, the energy that provides the town's true power.